7-0-3-6-5.
Did you get your new calendars yet? Yeah, 2010. How many times do you think you're going to write the wrong date? That's the thing about the beginning of the year. It's very confusing, isn't it? I don't know. Maybe you don't have the same problem I do. Hope you're having a great holiday. Kate Delaney here, America Tonight. Remember, you can always flip me your thoughts via the email, americatonight.net. Of course, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, with any of the things that we're talking about, let me give you the digits. Somebody sent me an email. You have to say them slower. I didn't know what you were saying. So here's the slow version. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. All right, before we jump right into the middle of the thick stuff, quick reminder, next hour, and I hope a lot of you are home and warm and hanging out and are really jazzed for this because we have the last regular season game of Nail the Score. We can't do it on Thursday because, you know, then we're talking New Year's Eve. And Matt has to be out in out there among the throngs of beautiful women in Minneapolis, or he'll never find Mrs. Johnson. So we don't want to work on New Year's Eve for that reason alone. So once again, just like with Christmas, we're doing it on this show an hour from now. Nail the Score. The computer randomly chooses the game of the week. You decide who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. If you correctly nail the score, you win a cell phone, you win movie tickets, and you win several gift certificates to food joints around the United States. In other words, places that are right there in your own backyard. Isn't that cool? I think it's very, very cool. And I would love to be able to do that and have it happen on our final week. Now, have no fear. If it doesn't happen, it carries over to the playoffs. So there is still the playoffs to contend with, and of course the Super Bowl isn't until February 7th, but then after that, Nail the Score is done. It's like a familiar, comfortable friend. It's been a lot of fun doing Nail the Score, so I'm really hoping that somebody will be able to finally do it, and other than somebody who works for GCN, and wouldn't that be great? And we did have one, but he was on the technical side, so no prizes awarded. I mentioned this on a previous show. I thought it was interesting that there was a Good Riddance Day, and what a great idea in New York City, where people would show up to Times Square, and, you know, it's kind of an unofficial thing that they do, but people that had setbacks for anything could shred their setbacks, kind of a clearing, I guess, of the air, kind of cathartic for some people. So there was one guy that showed up and he had the ugly headline about the Giants' end of their season and getting slammed, and he shredded the paper. There were other people that symbolically, I guess, shredded bills, because that would have to be something that would have hurt some people. There were others that had mortgages, I guess, the fake ones, of course, that they shredded in honor of what they were struggling with for 2009. But I thought it was such an excellent, excellent idea. Take the regrets from debts to relationships to things that didn't happen in 2009 and, you know, get rid of them symbolically anyway. So if you want to get rid of something and you want to vent here on America Tonight, you can absolutely do that, whether it's through the two ways I told you, the email or the phone line. You can definitely jump on that. 800-259-5791. In the meantime, what's going on across the U.S.? Still lots of conversation. The U.S. and Yemen are reviewing strike targets. Maybe there's going to be some kind of a retaliation. That's the big concern after the botched Christmas Day attack that Al-Qaeda claims responsibility for. And, of course, in this case, at least Abdullah Muttalib is in custody. and what happened to this guy, how far off the tracks. His father talked to the embassy, yet nothing was done. The CIA was made aware of it. It sat in a pile, I guess, the information, the intel on him for 5 weeks, so nobody got to it. And this can't happen again. If anything, it was more than a huge wake-up call. In Canada, as we know, as a result of what happened, they're limiting carry-on baggage on flights into the U.S. I checked today with a couple of different places, and I know that in Atlanta at the airport there, which is huge, and O'Hare in Chicago, and at DFW, it depends, and this is true, it depends in some cases with the airline on what the captain decides is the proper protocol for that particular airline. So in other words, there was the couple of days after Christmas, pretty much across the U.S., people weren't allowed to get up on the final hour of the flight. They weren't allowed to have a laptop, even in some cases, which is so crazy. They weren't allowed to have books, etc. So now, from what I understand, because it hasn't been quite yet a week, it still is up to the captain to decide what direction he wants the flight to take. In other words, in that last hour, as you come closer to the airport, saying maybe people can't get up or they can't have blankets or any of that sort of stuff. And I guess the way it is now is you're just going to have to prepare for the worst, prepare for possibly almost a detention-like, which is silly, but almost a detention-like atmosphere where you're a kid and you have to have your hands folded on your lap. Or maybe you get lucky and that doesn't happen. And I say that because every time, and not to go over the same tracks, but every time something happens, it's ridiculous. How do we improve safety? We go after the people that there's no way in hell that they are armed with anything. There's nothing lining their underwear. There's nothing they are going to do on a flight. But ridiculousness ensues, and they turn babies upside down, and they wand every single person. You know, and this wasn't happening before. So as a result, because there's been so much pressure, and in a way, it's obviously a huge sigh of relief for the president, because how disastrous would it be for the administration to have had something happen on Christmas Day? So now what the president is saying, he's on vacation in Hawaii, he's saying that a systematic failure has occurred, and I consider that totally unacceptable. And what he's talking about is what I just mentioned, the fact that there was information that was gathered about Abdullah Muttalib, this 23-year-old who was trying to detonate explosives that were hidden in his underwear when the flight was making its final approach. Because it failed to fully detonate, instead he just set off a fire at a seat, nothing happened, other than he was picked up, obviously. But looking at this early results of this investigation, the information was there. And this is too familiar. Fort Hood massacre, Major Hassan. People thought something was wrong years before, and some of the things that he was doing in a report that made no sense whatsoever, some of the things he railed on. Also the websites he was visiting, information that was gathered, and yet nothing is done. Instead, we do ridiculous things to the people who are flying on the planes as a result of what the near attempt almost happened there. I mean, it's crazy. We're not taking advantage, obviously, of the information that's collected. That's a big problem. They got to boot some people and put some people in places who know what they're doing. Stay with us.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Start to finger point for all these systematic failures. I mean, come on. It's too much has happened where we're going back to 9/11, things that should have been in place. I mean, give me a break. So what really gives here? What say you, America? You've got the number, so you can jingle it or send us an email, americatonight.net. Again, don't forget, coming up in our third hour, we have the final season game of Nail the Score, the final game. Right now, though, let's go out to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
You know, I'm thinking that this terrorist dude was a subliminal message, really. Because isn't his name Hakuna Matata?
Yeah, I get your point. Yes.
I'm just checking my YouTube out. That's what it says.
Yeah, exactly.
Realistically, you know what happened is that the plane should have been blown up. We should have had bodies all over the place. A destroyed plane, maybe, you know, crashed into, you know, houses or another plane that was on the... So it could have been hundreds of people dead. And what needs to happen is somebody needs to get fired.
Exactly.
In this day and age, there's a lot of talk. They take hundreds of millions or billions, trillions, actually, throw it at the problem, but nobody gets fired.
Yeah.
The whole Wall Street, nobody got, they picked on the little Jewish dude, but nobody got fired, man.
Right.
And this whole thing, who's gotten fired? You know, the president's talking like it was systemic. Well, then, you know what? Somebody needs to get another job.
I agree. You know, it's some us, if you and I, in any job that we've ever had in our whole life, handled it the way these other agencies are handling it, I would have been pink slipped immediately. I just don't understand the protection for people who are stupid, who leave paperwork, who don't follow the trail they're supposed to follow. Janet Napolitano should not be in the position that she's in.
I'll tell you what it is, that when you don't fire people, it's for a reason, Kate.
That's right.
reason is that person is going to, they put him on trial, you know, he's going to say, well, you know what? That's what my, I told everybody, but my supervisor. And when that supervisor gets in the hot seat, you know, and it starts climbing up, you see, it starts climbing up, and then those people don't want that. So they'll just throw some money at it and, you know, maybe, you know, reassign somebody. But no one is going to get in a situation where they are going to go to the Washington Post and say, you know what, I told them about. And another thing, I used to work in intelligence, okay? There's walls, you know, the NSA, for it to talk to the FBI, that's a big wall you got to jump over, because one is supposed to be outside the United States and the other is supposed to be inside the United States. And another thing is they don't like to give up their source, okay? In other words, you get the father giving you information, and then you pass that information on to TSA or Homeland Security. They're going to say, well, who told you this? And you, mm-hmm. And that source is burned. So, but it doesn't matter. I mean, you need to fire people because you know what? Responsibility for it may not be your responsibility, but it's on your watch. There's two different things, but they don't matter. You know, something may go wrong on your show, Kate. Let's say some, you know, the cancel button, and somebody starts cussing. The cancel button doesn't work. You know, that's tough luck.
Mm-hmm.
Tough luck. Mm-hmm. You are going to fall for it. Wasn't your problem, you know, the button didn't work, they're not going to hear that. They're going to fine you. Because mm-hmm. even though it was, it was on your show, it was on your watch. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
American people are going to start, they have to start smelling the, you know, if you don't fire people, it's going to happen again.
Well, that's exactly right. Incompetence. It just begets more incompetence, and that's the problem. Tomas, Happy New Year. Let's hit Mark up in New York. Hello, Mark.
What's going on, kiddo?
What's going on in your neck of the woods?
It's frigid. 25
like everywhere
below.
Else. It's
God
like
Lord.
20-something where I am, too.
Oh. Hey, I heard a little. I caught the tail end of something on the radio. I don't think it was true. It was when they told Barney Frank about this underwear guy? He asked if he was wearing boxers or briefs. That's not true, is it?
No, he supposedly made like a little joke about it. Yes.
Oh no. Getting serious for a second. Africa is very important. If you remember World War II, with Africa too, that's where this country, believe it or not, they want to get in there and start a war. A lot of resources in Africa. And there's something else I want to bring up. If you read, and Mark downstate, he'll agree with me, right in the New York State laws under war, if a person has an action towards them that has something to do with war or we're at war with that country, any time that they spend in jail, it doesn't matter. They could spend their lives in there and rot, even after the war's over, if there's an occupation. So these guys got no reason except for Obama to antagonize people to bring him into this court in New York. Let them sit there and rot.
Yeah, let them sit there and rot. I agree, but that's unfortunately that's not what the strategy is.
Well, and another thing, too, and I listen to Alex Jones, you know, like Mark down there, but Alex has been bringing up about the Interpol police for a long time, but now it's on mainstream news that the international police are right in Texas with the helicopters. So as much as we don't want to believe that the UN is running things, I think they're a little more than not running things, Kate.
Well, I'll tell you what the problem is, Mark, and you have a great New Year. I think what the problem, unfortunately, now is becoming is certainly when you start to spread out where a lot of the terrorists are coming from, and then you start that sharing of information in the first place, that's what you have. And ultimately, we know with the whole climate thing in Copenhagen, which I think ended up being pretty much a debacle, it was a wash. Might have been conversation, but nothing came out of that, thank goodness. There is a point to it, though. There is a point to the whole global thing, right? Let's go to, speaking of Mark, let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in Long Island. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, hon?
Good.
Hey, you guys going to have a show tomorrow night, too, or are you going to be off?
We're going to have a short show tomorrow night, yes.
Okay, I'll make this quick. You're only at the bottom of the hour. First of all, the lady from Ohio that called in who just talked about, she must have caught the middle of our call when I mentioned how important the Second Amendment is going to be in the case.
Mm-hmm.
She mentioned how politicians work for us. She's absolutely right. And by the way, if she's not married, you want to go have a coffee, honey, there? Anybody that's into the Second Amendment that's female is all right by me. That was just one thing I wanted to get out because she called last night. Really quick, one other thing that I want to talk about that I didn't get the chance, even though you gave me so much time last night, was you can expect our war on terror to just go right into Yemen. You can see that the Nobel Peace Prize president is going to extend our troops into Yemen. How we'll be able to do that, I don't know. But you'll see that'll be another front on the war because the Saudis are losing control, and the Saudis want their white slaves, known as the Americans, to kill any other Shiite or anybody who's not a Wahhabi. So watch for that. We'll be escalating into Yemen. And apparently the CIA was aware of this guy here, but they didn't share the information. That's what we're being told. So, look, I try to bring this up over and over. We're on our own, America. So, you know, I know there are good agents out there, good people, but we're being fought from every single side, and it seems that no one, for all the billions that we spent for the databases and everything else, no one cares. No, I mean, the information is not getting to the people that it's supposed to protect.
That's
right. Disgusted, just like everybody else. I mean, totally disgusted. And I think the American people are waking up and saying, this was some kind of setup. Something's wrong here. Whether the channels were made or someone had assisted this guy in getting on, it just doesn't make any sense. And the last caller, Mark, mentioned Alex Jones and Interpol got immunity from Obama for what they're going to be doing. So we're giving up our sovereignty to just about everybody and anybody. We're letting our law enforcement and our country being run over. And I just have to ask the question, as far as CIA, if they're not going to share the information, we're at a loss here. And, you know, who's going to be held responsible? Absolutely nobody. And just the one other topic, you know, as far as Afghanistan, he talked about, you know, the sovereignty and who's in control. Afghanistan's a NATO operation, so the NATO has control. And we just lost another. Did you see another Afghan soldier?
Yeah.
Not one of our guys?
Yeah.
America, you need to ask yourself, you know, what are we doing all around the world, and what are we, our guys dying for? And the more people act up and ask the question, the worse it's going to get in this country, because people are saying, you know what, there's backlash between these back scanners and x-ray machines and all this other stuff, and you're giving us all this, not really protecting us. That's why I'll see something worse will happen. I'll play tomorrow night. Thanks, hon.
All right. So Mark's at the tail end of that, thinking something worse will happen. First of all, we don't even have all that equipment, as he knows, and they talk about the cost of that, so it's like we're always so far behind the eight ball anyway. All right, you can share your thoughts with us at 800-259-5791. Stay with us.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by, and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring.
All right, Mark II, by the way, mentioned the Afghan soldier killing the U.S. service member and wounding two Italian soldiers on Tuesday, and that sadly happened in a Western province, according to NATO and others who have, you know, how by the time the information gets back, basically what happened is a soldier opened fire on a base in one of the further provinces, and the NATO soldier tried to stop the Afghan soldier from approaching the area where there was a helicopter that was about to land. And sadly, the rest is history. They're still looking into it. But it looks like the soldier got furious and just opened fire. Mm-mm-mm. The Italians had minor wounds, by the way, and went back to work. So in Kabul, President Karzai sent a delegation to investigate another report that 10 civilians, 8 students were killed in fighting involving foreign troops in a very tense area of eastern Afghanistan. And then, sadly, the hits just keep on coming from that area. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. You there?
I'm here. Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. Kate, you know, are they screening these guys that they're training over there? You know, how do they know, you know, like the
that they won't flip.
Yeah. In that case, I went flipped down at Fort Hood, you know. Mm-hmm. What do you know? You're training, and you know you're sitting there, U.S. military guy on a base, and you're figuring, hey, we're somewhat safe, you know. Nobody's attacking us right now, but yet you, these guys you're training and befriending are turning their guns on you. So it's anyway though. I don't know. Data, you know, once we talked a little while back about are they actually going to be able to train? Are there enough guys in that country to have a defense force that can, you know, where we can train them and get out of that country? It's a lot different than Iraq. So, but hey, well, before we get to Mr. Underpanties there, we got to have a discussion just real quick here on lack of respect for the Dallas Cowboys. I just don't get it. It's like it's a foregone conclusion that Philly's going to go into Dallas this weekend and win. Oh, come on now, Kate. You know the history of it. You're an Eagle backer. I'm a Cowboy backer. You know, we just beat the crap out of you a month ago.
Oh,
in
please.
Philly, you know.
Are you trying to rile me up? you are.
You're a losing football team that's never won a Super Bowl.
Oh.
I mean, you know. And they're just acting like, oh, no, Eagles are going to take and have the second seed now. They win and everything. And not, there's been no mention. Oh, yeah, by the way, Dallas put a whipping on them this year. And they're probably going to be a little, they've been saving this date all season to pay back for what happened at the end of last season. So,
oh, please. You are such a whiner. Can we get some reaction from the boys in Minneapolis? Where's the booers? Where is the booers for these comments of Don? Thank you.
We're gonna beat you guys like
what are we gonna? You're looking for an analogy? Rented mules? Is that what you're trying
to
say?
We're gonna beat you. I know the analogy. We're gonna beat you worse than Vic was beating those dogs. How's that?
By the way, wrong.
I know the team. I figured out the team that he needs to go to after this season. You know, because he's a good quarterback still. I think he's still got it. You know, it'd be the perfect fit for him.
Who?
For Michael Vick? Go to Cleveland. Give a whole new meaning to the dog pound. give a whole new meaning to the dog pound, right? So
you are so bad.
Oh, he loves dogs so much now he became one. But anyway, so. Hey, okay, Mr. Underpanty there. You know, Kate, I'm listening to all this stuff and what's all gone down and listening, you know, and it sure sounds a lot like the aftermath of 9/11. Oh, miscommunication, this, somebody
needs to
be fired, blah, 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 you know. I was just really surprised when I heard the fact that the guy's dad went to the embassy, took the time out to go to the embassy, go to American officials, tell them, hey, my son's acting really weird and I think he's going to try to do something. And so they put him on this list. Now, this list supposedly contains 500,000 people. And trying to track 500,000 people is probably quite a chore. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, but what do you think if they figure that, you know, you're on this list, that any visa coming into the United States would automatically be revoked?
Yes.
Hey, come on, you saw Bourne Supremacy when Matt Damon shows up there and Jason Bourne shows up there in Italy, and all of a sudden they get a call at the CIA, and Bourne's passport just popped up in Naples, and you're just like, oh, okay, well, hold them, you know? I mean,
right, they should be able to do that.
You know, and so, but to sit back and say that, you know, somebody needs to go find, well, obviously there was a leak somewhere, you know, in the system. I don't know that anybody did anything wrong. You know, they might have done their job as to what they were told to do with it, you know, and from that point, you know, if it was a question of somebody had to make a judgment call, well, they made bad judgment. That doesn't mean that, you know, they're probably making judgment every day over thousands of other names that come up, you know. But I would have thought I understand the no-fly list, you know, can't be on a plane, but I would think that, you know, if these names come up on that big, possible terrorist list of 500,000 names, that automatically their visas would be revoked, and
I would think
them
so.
Outside of the country. So,
absolutely. How can we not have that? That's the most basic thing. I mean, it's funny. You know what? Honestly, you're just giving me a bunch of grief about the Cowboys. Honest to God, I think their security system at Jerry World is better than what we have with Homeland Security. Seriously. They'll wand you down there, and they'll make you spread them. Trust me. Nobody's getting in with anything. They got it down. They got it down pat there. I just don't understand. You made great points. You're absolutely right, and it does feel like 9/11.
In any case, though, Kate, so, but as for the ongoing, I think one of the problems that's happening, and I know what's happening with me myself, people are just tired of hearing about this thing, stuff, you know, about Afghanistan, about Iraq, about this war on terror, and it's, you know, and it's just, you know, and they're just getting tired of hearing about it, but at the same time, Kate, it's reality. I mean, these extremists are, they've declared a holy war, and the sad part about it is the United States hasn't declared a holy war back at them.
Right.
You know, because if the United States was doing what they're doing, we'd just be going over there killing everybody, you know, and blowing them up and just saying, okay, here's your holy war, you know. And you know what the Nazis used to do, Kate? They used to take and say for every, you know, when they were occupying cities and stuff, they'd say, well, for every German one of our soldiers that gets killed, we're going to shoot 20 at you, you know. And it made people think, hey, you know, well, we better not shoot them while they're here or you know, or 20, you know, or something like that. But these people, these extremists, that kind of thinking wouldn't work. You know, they wouldn't care. They don't care about, you know, as far as they're concerned, hey, you know, we live in a dust bowl. By the way, I remember I told you my best friend's brother-in-law was an A-10 pilot, right? He just came back from his tour over there in Afghanistan, and he said the place is so dusty and smelly, he was glad to get out of there. but he said, you know, and his thought to the same thing was, Kate, it just seems like utter chaos over there. It's like, he's like, we know at the end of Charlie Wilson's war over there, and it helped get the Soviets out, we just left the place blank, and there's just really no, there's just no, you know, they're trying to say they have a democracy over there, but it's nothing like a democracy that we would think we're having here. So, I don't know. It's a lot of big questions, Kate, but,
answers, I agree.
This isn't something that's just going to stop, you know, all of a sudden a couple of years, even after we get out of Afghanistan, if we do, and we're finally out of Iraq and all that, there's still, you know, these individuals like this guy, you know, going on a plane they decide they want their 70 something virgins up in heaven or whatever. I guess we've got to figure out a way to combat them, from a religious standpoint of view, maybe. Maybe that's an idea. So, but, anyway, though, listen, you have your, nice, you down in Dallas still?
I'm in Dallas, yes.
Yeah, you're in Dallas. Yes, I heard you see your mom came out for Christmas, yeah?
She did, and it was great. It was awesome. How was your Christmas? Good?
It was pretty bad, but I had to work both nights, and it snowed, my family flew off to Vegas, so, you know, up there, you know what I mean, leave me behind while they go have fun in Vegas, forget that. So, I'm pretty
mad
about them.
You can have a better New Year's and make up for it.
Yeah, that's the way I'm looking at it. I got a few things planned, so.
Good.
Okay, have you seen Avatar yet?
I have not, but I heard it's good.
Yeah, I hear it's a bunch of liberal politicking in it, but.
Really?
I guess if you can put that, yeah, you know, big company goes in, steals minerals from small people, you know. Like we're going into Iraq to steal their oil or whatever, and anyway, though, so.
Wow.
But that's James Cameron. He's always been on the left, but I love his directing, so he makes some big movies.
He
so,
does, Titanic, et cetera. We'll see if this one's any good. Hey, Don, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Kate. Be safe now.
You too. Be very, very safe. All right, coming up on the flip side, maybe he should have stayed surfing somewhere, hung out on the beach. In the middle of his vacation, it took a couple of days for him to make the comments, but the president finally reacts to what happened on Christmas Day, Northwest Airlines Flight 253, en route from Amsterdam to Detroit. And I'll tell you, I don't know. We'll talk about it.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Feel it, hear it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. So cool, so hip, it's alright. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it, pieces of meat.
All right, so the question becomes, what good is any kind of intelligence that you gather if you don't use it, right? Homeland Security, they've got screens. They can look at the passenger list before clearing a flight for takeoff. They have access to the classified master database of intelligence on terrorism suspects. You know, Don makes the point about Jason Bourne. They can do it in the movies, but we can't do it in real life? Give me a break. Of course we can. They don't check the database before notifying airlines that a flight is good to go. I mean, this doesn't make any sense. Homeland Security dropping the ball big time. What about the advanced screening of the passenger list? Can't they do that? Of course they can. In fact, there's a room, apparently, where there are folks who do this screening, and they can go to classified databases, including the big one, TIDE, which is maintained by a division of the National Intelligence Director's Office, and it's supposed to be the biggest source of kind of like the biggest encyclopedia, the broadest, biggest, baddest source of raw intelligence info about terrorism suspects, right? So how could you not have nailed Abdullah Muttalib? I just don't understand. This 23-year-old who slipped through the cracks. That's sad, boy. That is sad. And like I said, he wasn't the most experienced. You had someone experienced, that plane would be gone. That'd be blown out of the sky. You had somebody wet behind the ears when it came to jihadism. He wanted to be a jihadist. He was spouting the right kind of things. He got Al-Qaeda to believe him that he wanted this, and he did. But he was inexperienced, because if that detonator had done what it was supposed to do, we'd have be having a much different conversation on the airwaves. By the way, a quick reminder here in our next hour, don't forget, coming up in our second segment all the way through the rest of the hour, our final Nail the Score of the season, the regular season. We, of course, will do it when we get to the playoffs, so it's not completely done. As I know, it's a weird time for people. A lot of people are off. Let's go to Lauren, who's listening to us in Ohio. I feel almost like one of those long-distance dedication lines after what Mark said. So, what's up, Lauren?
Yeah, I'm sitting up with my two-year-old. He won't go to sleep. It's been this way for like three nights in a row, so I'm hurting pretty good at this point.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
I just found your show, and so it was really funny. Thank you, that young man that called. You got a great show. You know, I love your conversations.
Thanks.
So anyway, I was calling about the Constitution thing. And, you know, by the way, are you really not sure why all this stuff is happening, or are you kidding? I can't really tell. Are you?
I have lots of...
Do you realize that they don't want it to work? It's not being run so it'll work? It's being run so they can grind this economy to a halt.
That's definitely one theory that could be proven out with what we're seeing.
No. It's only a theory if you don't have evidence behind it. I mean, come on. With all the stuff they've got going on, you don't think that they'd have had a single error in our favor?
Here's the thing. If I say this all the time, if there is really, really hardcore evidence, you know this, you got to stack it up. And of course, people know how to bury evidence. If you can line up the evidence, then you got to nail the SOBs and blow it up and win a Pulitzer Prize, because ultimately the egos of journalists, whether mainstream or not mainstream, is to get the story, is to blow it up. So you know this, Lauren. If you can, it's like anything. The Pentagon Papers go way back to Watergate and the boondoggle of that and whatever, a president who would have easily been elected. So here's the thing. Somebody has to tie it all up and put it out there, and everybody's scrambling. That's what it is. Everybody's scrambling to do that and to put the pieces together. That's truly what I believe, and it depends on what you're talking about. If you're talking about the monetary system, I am very disgusted by the Federal Reserve. I think Ben Bernanke is an idiot and should have never been named the man of the year. And I think that there are things that are happening on purpose, absolutely. But it's a question, like I said, of tying it all together. If that makes sense. To anybody listening, anything you know, that's the key, ultimately, right? I mean, that's just one aspect, the financial aspect of it, obviously. In the case of the terrorist side of things, I think that the things that have fallen through the cracks, I don't think everything is on purpose. I think it's incompetence. I think it's raw incompetence. So, you know, maybe that is on purpose. Put idiots in places that they shouldn't be, and then things drop through the cracks, ultimately. I mean, maybe you could make an argument, certainly, for that. You can always send me your thoughts, good luck with that two-year-old, at americatonight.net, or hit me up the conversational way, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. All right, so we were talking about a couple of things. I was talking about the idea that there's no question that there's information that should have, with this database stuff, that should have been checked, and I just cannot believe. It goes back to the same thing. It goes back to what Tomas was saying in Michigan. Nobody gets fired. Somebody, more than one person, several people should be gone. They should be out of there. I don't think Janet Napolitano should have her position. I mean, talk about flip-flopping. Wind her up and let her go. Homeland Security are saying they can't comment specifically on anything to do with this flight, this 253 Northwest Delta flight, which you try to blow up on Christmas. But they did say that pre-takeoff checks of passenger names through this TIDE system were not all routine, that they could not immediately have statistics as to how often those checks occurred that they could easily do. So, you know, I mean, come on. What happened was the Dutch folks are saying, hey, don't blame us. Well, we looked at for what's happened here. They're saying that the passenger list of the flight was cleared by the U.S. Yeah. Dana is listening to us in the great state of Texas, which finds itself with some snow on the ground. Hey, Dana.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excuse me. Just a minute. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get over being sick again.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's just my life. I got four things I want to throw at you, and then you can call me. Is that okay?
Yeah, do it.
Okay, the first one is the 13 police officers in Dallas and the two from Mesquite that are all on suspension from their patrol cars doing desk duty for emptying their guns, shooting at a 19-year-old robbing a store. I call that overkill. I don't know your opinion. Number two, have you ever heard of the Peter Principle? This
yes.
is the one where you are promoted to your highest level of incompetency. This is the civil service examination criteria review. The third thing is, as far as your turkey award, I've been thinking, for Obama and Tiger Woods, we need to give them a flying fickle finger of fate award. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Yes.
But that's from years ago. That certainly exposes my age. Flying fickle finger of fate award. I think that works perfectly. And the fourth thing is, I have been thinking very, very strongly and seriously, and I think I'm going to try to get, if possible, Charlie Wilson nominated and maybe a recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize. If anybody ever did anything to stop a war and do anything in his whole life from this country, including the biggest CIA covert operation in their history, it was Charlie Wilson managing to get through the CIA, his good buddy, weapons to Afghanistan that financially destroyed the USSR. When they left there, their soldiers hadn't been paid in 3 months. The USSR dissolved, and the result is so did the Cold War. It ended. Now, who else better deserves that than Charlie Wilson?
Hey, you know what, Dana? I gotta cut you off because we're up against it, but I tell you, I'm going to answer your things for you. Absolutely. I get you on the Peter Principle alive and well, especially in the government. No question about it. Charlie Wilson, absolutely. You watch that movie, and that doesn't even really fill in all the blanks. You talk to the man, incredible. As for the cops, absolutely overkill in the situation you're talking about in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. All right, remember, start putting together those resolutions. You want me to look over your list? Send it to me, americatonight.net.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.